This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Back in 2004, New Mexico composer Daniel Stephen Crafts wrote a work celebrating the cultural heritage of the Southwest. It was titled From a Distant Mesa, and it was created for the wonderful American tenor Jerry Hadley. When Hadley died unexpectedly in 2007, the work was set aside. It will make its belated debut Sunday afternoon when the New Mexico Philharmonic performs at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. And Daniel Stephen Crafts is with us this morning at KUNM. Danny, welcome.
Nice to be here, Spencer.
Jerry Hadley asked you to create this piece for him.
He did. When he was here in Santa Fe singing with the Santa Fe Opera, he, of course, fell in love with the landscape of enchantment and said, why don't we do a piece about the American Southwest? And I said, absolutely, let's do it.
And you had worked with Jerry Hadley several times before.
When we met in San Francisco, we found that we both had the same ideas about what contemporary music should be. He wanted works that would sing, that had beautiful melodies, and that's exactly what I wanted to write.
Tell me about the texts that you chose for this, Danny.
Well, when Jerry suggested we do the piece, I had no idea who I was or what I was going to use as a text. But ultimately, I was able to get beautiful poems from Rudolfo Anaya and from V.B. Price, Barrett Price. And then I called upon my old friend and longtime collaborator, Adam Cornford, for the final piece of the puzzle. It's in three sections that run continuously. The first is a retelling of the Spider Woman legend, the Hopi Navajo creation story that Adam has. I honestly think Adam is one of the best poets writing today. It's very mysterious and otherworldly. It's sort of time out of time, time before time, really. The middle section is by Rudolfo Anaya, and it is in Spanish, Canción al Rio Grande, Song to the Rio Grande. And I hope to conjure in the music the same sense of power and movements of this great river that Rudy has put into this beautiful poem. And the final piece, I had asked my dear friend Barrett Price if he could write a poem about the unique significance of water in the Southwest. And that's the sort of thing that he talks about in his teaching, in his poetry. And he wrote a wonderful poem called Being the Waters. It's conjuring up the sense of water in the Southwest, but also he brings to it a wonderful sense of the beauty of the land. And I was very privileged to have these wonderful words to work with.
Right. Very appropriately, you have chosen a vocalist to perform this work on Sunday who had a connection with Jerry Hadley.
Brian Cheney was Jerry's one and only protege. He chose him as the one young, promising singer to work with, and he coached him for several years. So not only is it most appropriate that Brian should take over this work written for Jerry, but he will lend his beautiful voice to it and make it everything that it can be.
This must be very satisfying for you, Danny, the sense of completion, of coming full circle with this work, with the performance on Sunday afternoon.
And to do it here in New Mexico. That was it. I waited a long time to make sure that the premiere happened here. It's appropriate to do pieces where they're meant to be.
Daniel Stephen Crafts' From a Distant Mesa receives its world premiere Sunday afternoon at 2 when the New Mexico Philharmonic performs at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. Also on the program is Dvorak's Symphony No. 7. For tickets, go to nationalhispaniccenter.org. Danny, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.